Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. My co-host returning this week is Nemesis.
Yo, what up,
explain to our listeners. We'll let everyone know where you were last week. I guess you had some issues after that big War Games match at Anarchy, right?
Yeah, I had to go, Gorilla had to go to the hospital last Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I was suffering from these headaches, you know what I mean? So I had to go get them checked out. That was really bad last Sunday. But, it probably came from that cage match because I didn't do everything that I was supposed to do to Danny only. You know, me and Shadow got caught up short on that, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. I'm back this week, though.
Okay. Well, glad to have you back. Of course, last week we had Georgia Wrestling History's Larry Goodman and Platinum Championship Wrestling's Shane Marks fill in for you last minute, and that was pretty fun.
Oh, my God, man.
You didn't hear the show?
No, I told you I was in the hospital. I ain't listened to it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm just really basically getting back out into the jungle, man, trying to do my jungle thing, you know what I mean? Just not getting back out here. But I'm going to take a listen to it tonight because Larry Goodman, that's my homeboy. What up, Larry?
Yeah, well, he did. It was nice having him back on, on Monday nights, back where he used to be on Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network.
Good deal.
A lot's happened since
Shane
then, of course.
Marks.
Yeah, Shane Marks, former PCW champion. Former MGCW champion as well.
Who?
Speaking of which, our first guest tonight is going to be Andy Anderson from Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling / NWA Action. We'll have him on in about 10 minutes. But a lot's happened since last week. Of course, we aired on Sunday because you and I were at Monday Night Raw on Monday night.
Yeah.
And
that was off the chain. They got down. You know, I went there and, you know, the show was good. And I just want to say this. You know, I really go to these shows to try to pick up things, you know what I'm saying, to better the shows I'm working on or to better myself. And I learned a lot that Monday. And guess what? We was in the front row.
Yeah, we had a nice surprise. We were actually on the sixth row, but we were within shouting distance of the ring, and Nemesis exchanged words with Wade Barrett and Cody Rhodes and a few other people.
And Chili.
And Chili. Chili from TLC. Chili from TLC was four rows in front of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a good time. Halloween with the Muppets. And, of course, that was also the debut of Reverend Dan Wilson's Midnight Black Mass on Halloween night. He was kind of filling in our normal Monday night slot, and then he moved to Friday nights after that. And have you heard his show at all? It's a little different. It's wrestling and horror movies and
I gotta check
the darker side of pop culture.
I gotta check that out. I haven't heard it. No, I gotta check that one out. You know,
I listened to the
new
first episode. It was pretty good. I think he had Strychnine on last Friday. Your good friend Strychnine.
Fuck Strychnine and fuck Danny Owens. I
hope
we don't get charged for them two fucks.
What was the outcome of your match against him? I wasn't able to make it. I heard it was quite a spectacle, but I don't actually know who won the match and who lost the match.
Well, them suckers, we won the match. Me, Chemo, and Shadow Jackson, we won the match. But them suckers, like they are, assholes that they are, you know what I'm saying? Somehow got some handcuffs involved, handcuffed me and Shadow to the cage, and, you know, they did their thing to Chemo. Shout out to you, Chemo. I hope you're doing better, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a call within this week to see how you're doing, bro. But, you know, they did their dirt. They got down. They did their dirt. But there's one thing that you need to know when fucking with a gorilla. You might have your ups right now, but in the end, the gorilla's going to have the last growl. Feel what I'm saying? Beast up, boys. Beast up, because it's on a whole nother level.
Well, when is the next Anarchy show? Is this coming Saturday, right?
Yeah, next Anarchy show is this Saturday. I can't tell you what's gonna happen, what my mind state gonna be come Saturday. But best believe, me and Shadow's mind state gonna be on Gorilla Business. Trust what I'm telling you.
All right.
So Anarchy, be ready. Anarchy, be ready. Do what you gotta do. Be ready.
I don't know if Danny Only or Strychnine or Azrael or Reverend Dan Wilson are listening, but I didn't realize the irony of the fact that he was filling in for us last Monday.
Yeah. You kind of messed up. You don't do your homework, man. I got to get you on your homework. But it's all good because Dan was there too. I'm going to call into your show, see how your show is. But you gotta pay that back. You got to pay that back, bro. Seriously. But go ahead,
right,
man.
Well,
before I get pissed.
Well, what else? We went to Raw and then PCW on Friday. I don't know what else. What else was there last week? What am I forgetting? As far as local wrestling.
Right. Y'all talked about PCW show last week, right?
Well, another thing was last week we had Mr. Excitement on, and I think you were supposed to ask him some questions because you have a little more history with him, but he was on to talk about the show that they were supposed to have yesterday, but that ended up getting postponed, so I guess the National Wrestling Federation will be back next month.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to cut you off, but everybody out there is listening, though. Say a good prayer for Rowdy Jackson, man. You know what I'm saying? Rowdy down there and Grady. Y'all send y'all prayers and y'all shout-outs to him, man. He's doing, you know, he needs prayer right now. So y'all give a shout-out to Rowdy, man. If y'all can, holler at Excitement on Facebook. You know what I mean? Get with him and let him know how y'all feel about the whole situation. You know what I mean? My prayers go out to you, Excitement and Rowdy. You there, John? You just got quiet on me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to.
Yeah, a gorilla
said something
about praying. You got quiet.
I was given my moment of silence.
All right. I feel you. But
so
go
ahead.
I want to thank Larry Goodman for coming and helping you out last week on the real deal. Shoot. I was in the hospital. You know what I mean? Taking care of my brain. Trying to find out they did the CAT scan on me. I'm good. They still don't know why this beast is still coming up out of me, though. But, you know, I'm good, too. You know what I mean? So thank you, Larry Goodman. Thank you, anybody else that participated and helped you out last week. Don't worry. We won't have to call on y'all never, ever again.
All right.
Let's get to some wrestling business.
So
yeah.
You were at PCW, Platinum Championship Wrestling, last Friday. What do you you had a big night there as usual with the what do you think first of all of the whole thing with the Empire? You know, this coming Friday is a big night for PCW in that 10-on-10 match with Empire versus PCW roster, and the Gorillas are not really involved in all that.
Because the Gorillas really don't care about all of that. We care about Gorilla Business, man. You know what I mean? That little beef between them guys over there, that's all it is, beef. But they really don't know what beef is, not real true beef. You know what I mean? But however it lands, however it goes come this weekend, however that 10-on-10 ends, no matter what, when they situations is all done and over with, the Gorillas are still going to stand large, and we still going to be on our Gorilla mission. Flat out, man. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Come to the Masquerade December 15th. I'm about Gorilla Business. Mason, go on and shine that belt up because it's coming to the jungle. Trust what I'm doing. The Gorillas want it. We also got another match that night, but we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Of course, you've got that big title match against Mason on December 15th, and then Danny Only's on the Empire side of that, so you've got
You need to watch your back, dog. It's pissing me off. Keep hearing your name. You need to watch your back, homeboy. Seriously. But go ahead, man.
You talking me or Danny?
Danny. Not too. What you done?
Oh, okay.
They did nothing to me. They did nothing
okay.
to me. Yet,
well,
I hope not.
You know, I got to be careful. There was that one time with the beer bottle over the head and everything.
I told you, you act right ever since then. Your brain been acting right ever since then, bro. It's been acting right. So, you know, you good. You good. But other shows went on this past weekend, too. If you know, oh, my bad. If y'all know of any shows that y'all been to or y'all want to talk about or comment on, go on and give us a call and let us go on and discuss it. You know what I mean? Because we can't be everywhere every time. You feel me? So this is your chance
right.
to call in and let us know.
That number is 347-324-5735 if anyone wants to call in. There were several shows last weekend. There was TNT Pro Wrestling on Saturday. There was Rampage Pro Wrestling on Sunday.
Rampage?
There were some other ones on. Yeah, that was on Sunday.
I got to check out and see what they show was like. Anybody that was at Rampage and Renda Robbins this weekend, give us a call, man. Let us know. Can't be everywhere all the time. Feel me?
Yeah,
so anybody that worked for RPW, if you want to call in right now, call in. Talk about the show. Let us know what's really going on. Just not us, but the listeners. Everybody always need an extra body.
Of course, we've got Andy Anderson calling in any moment now, so if you do call in and you have to hold for a while, that'll be why. So let's go ahead and talk about MGCW, Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling. They've been around for a while, and of course you've had your run-ins with them a little bit, both in PCW, and then you did some shows with them. Actually, looks like we've got Andy Anderson calling in right now, so let's go ahead and bring him on the line. Hello, thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Is this Andy Anderson?
This is. Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, good.
Good, thanks for calling.
What up,
in.
Dog?
I know we've got Nemesis as my co-host, and I know you guys have a little bit of history, but first of all, I wanted to just clear up some confusion that I had with the new moniker of Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling. You also have the NWA Action, and there are two different titles. Can you talk a little bit about that, Andy?
Yeah, we actually are NWA Action officially now. We still do have the Mid-Georgia title still out. It's just never done with the title. We'll probably unify them. I don't know. Probably late spring. We're going to run for a while and see how it goes.
So you actually lost which one, the NWA Action title at the last event last month? Is that right?
That's correct. It's also Tyson Dean.
So Tyson Dean is the NWA Action champion, and who is the MGCW champion?
King David.
Okay.
And I would like to give a shout-out to Tyson Dean. Tyson Dean, hell of a dude, hell of a worker. Keep doing the good work, homeboy.
So, Andy, what is the... What changes for MGCW now that you're NWA Action? What exactly does that mean?
A few changes. We've actually got a better grade of workers. We're actually getting out more.
Excuse you.
We're actually getting out more rather than just kind of south of Atlanta, trying to get out more and try to broaden horizons, I guess. And kind of grow, I guess, so to speak.
Okay. So when you say you have better workers, did you bring in some new wrestlers to the roster?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We brought in Bordell Walker, Tokyo Monster, Cahagas, Gunner from TNA, just guys like that, more up to par guys, I guess, so to speak.
Right. Okay, and then you have another show coming up this Saturday, is that right?
No, we're actually going to move that show. It's actually going to be an outside venue. We're actually going to move it. Probably move it to maybe first of the year, due to weather. But our next show will be December the 10th in Stockbridge, Georgia.
Okay. And do you know what matches will be on the card for that one yet?
Yeah, heavyweight title match, NWA Action title match would be Tyson Dean will be defending against Crew Jones. King Dave would defend the title, I'm not sure who would get it. And we're doing a big 30-man two-ring battle royal.
So, okay. And then I'm guessing you're gonna want your title shot rematch at some point. When do you plan on?
At some point. Maybe next year. Maybe first of next year. No time soon.
I'll
let Tyson run for a while before I go back at him.
Okay.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
How long has your company been in business? Been doing this wrestling thing?
Going on 4 years.
And can you name some of the talent that's on your card?
Name who?
Can you name some of the talent that's on your card?
On my card? Over the past four years.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we got Bordell Walker, Tokyo Monster, Haggis, Tyson Dean, myself, Axel Manners, my brother. Mr. X, Southern Outlaws, who are current NWA Action Tag Team Champions. We've used you, Nemesis, several times. Shane Morris.
Hey, ain't like how you said that. You said that with attitude. But it's let me ask you this though. Y'all do shows. When do y'all show run every when? Put out your information.
About once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Okay. How long you been in the business yourself? You been in the business as long as your company has?
I've been in the business ever since probably late 2007.
Okay. I'm just wanting to share some of your wrestling history. That's all. Like, who trained you? Who was one of your trainers? Or did you have one trainer? Or how did that go with you?
I've trained with a lot. I've trained with Curtis Hughes. I trained with Tommy Rich. I trained with Mondo Guerrero. A little bit of Ricky Morton. I trained with a lot of guys.
Okay. Good deal. Just trying to get, so people can know who you are, you know your background and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So what are you looking for? What is the company called now? NWA what?
NWA Action.
Action. So what are you looking for that company compared to the MGCW? What is the difference and what are you looking for as far as this company goes?
Pretty much the same thing, man. Better workers, more professional guys. An all out better show, really. Pretty much everybody's looking for.
I heard you had my homeboy down there, Gunner. How was that show? How was the atmosphere and his attitude? I know he was cool.
No, he was great, man. He was good. He wrestled. He worked. Tokyo Monster, Haggis, and it was a great match. They tore the house down. It was good.
All right. That's cool.
The show was good.
Good deal. You got anything else? Go ahead, John.
Well, we actually have a caller. Let's see if this is someone that might have a question for Andy Anderson. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
It's Eric Fields from the GCW.
Eric Fields, how are you?
Pretty good, yourself?
I'm doing all right.
You need to ask Mr. Andy Anderson why he doesn't have a title shot scheduled.
That's a good question.
I don't know, Eric. You tell me.
Why don't you let everybody know why you don't have one scheduled?
Well, you're on the line. You tell me.
How quick you seem to forget. This whole thing's going on. He ain't trying to fill you in what's going on. We had a guy that came in, Jackson Knight. His father owned half of this company, MGCW now. But he came out with all his money and tried to buy his way into the wrestling arena. And he went out, and Mr. Anderson got tired of the way things were running, and he decided that he wanted to run with Jackson Knight.
Okay.
So now what has happened from this past is they have jumped the people, Tyson Dean, they kidnapped him. Him and his brother kept him from another show. He's run amok. He doesn't care about anything but Andy Anderson. So at our last show in October, we had a little bet on the line that he was willing to take. Andy, why don't you tell him how that went down?
It's plain and simple. Tyson beat me, but with the help of Tommy Rich.
Tommy Rich was the special guest referee that y'all agreed to.
That's correct. That's a referee y'all agreed to.
And Jackson Knight, I don't know which one are you running. It's Jackson with his money, but you seem to be everywhere one step with him.
Okay, excuse me. And Eric Fields, can you explain to everybody who you are, please?
I own 50% of the MGCW. I'm the commissioner of MGCW. That's why there's two shows still going on right now. Until Jackson Knight has every contract that's left of the MGCW on the contract or he buys me out, MGCW is not going anywhere.
Okay. MGCW ain't going nowhere. So you're saying it's going to be NWA MGCW then?
Right now, we're running the MCW title match still on with the NWA action. That is correct.
Well, no matter which company be named, you still got to have that NWA logo, though, right?
It is part of our show because of Jackson Knight. That is correct.
Oh, that's because of Jackson McKnight. Okay. All right. I didn't hear that part. And you have owned it, you said. I'm sorry.
That is correct.
Okay.
His father owned the company. So when his father passed away back in September, he announced to everybody that he was doing away with MGCW, and now we were going to be known as NWA Action. He actually thought he was firing me from my position.
Okay.
And who are you referring to now?
His father was a lot smarter than him, that he would never amount to anything, that actually had agreement where I owned 50% of this company until my lawyers brought the papers and showed that to him.
Okay.
You know, and Andy turned his back on every one of his fans and just went with Jackson Knight, and it's been nothing but running a ruck around him. And what happened in October was I'd had enough. So I told him in October the match with him and Tyson Dean that if he was to win that match, I would leave. And I would give my half of 50% to Jackson Knight. But if he lost
so
that
when
title,
I come, so when
he
I
would not
down
get another championship match until I say so.
So when I was coming down there working for y'all, you was still part owner?
That's correct.
Okay, so that went a long way then.
Okay.
So
Tyson
not getting a title match.
So Tyson Dean is the NWA Action Champion, but he's with MGCW?
That is correct.
Okay, and then who is MGCW Champion? Is he with MGCW or NWA
Action? King David. Like Andy said, we're all one entity, but MGCW, because of the way that Jackson Knight is just a feud, it's not going anywhere. We may just run the MGCW title belt with it, but eventually we will be, you know, NWA Action.
That's going to be y'all final NWA Action, though, right?
If I decide to let my half go.
Oh, it will be. It'll be. I'll say so. Mid-Georgia's dead. Mid-Georgia's been dead.
Mid-Georgia dead.
It's dead.
Been dead a long time or just now?
Oh, it's been dead.
Yeah. I agree. That's the first thing me and you could agree on.
it's dead.
Okay. So is there some sort of time frame on when all of this has to be decided and which way things are going to go?
That's something that me and Jack, you know, Andy's probably going to have to come up with, you know, do away with the belt, call another title, or try to buy me out, let me walk away. But, you know, just,
okay.
So that
all right, well.
But, you know, I just want you to realize, you know, Andy, I told you, I did everything I could for you, and the way you turned your back against me, it's not that easy, my friend.
But I want to throw this in there. I mean, if Andy turned his back on you, what goes around comes around. I know you done turned your back on plenty of people, too, from what I heard, you know, including me. But, you know, this ain't all about me and you. You feel me? But that's just what goes around comes around. You just got back what you done to people. You feel me? Yeah, can you understand that gorilla-ness? Hello? Don't be quiet on me.
I guess you were addressing. Were you talking to Eric Genesis?
I'm addressing Eric Pills.
No,
what goes around comes around.
I mean, I don't think I've ever mistreated anybody.
Oh, okay.
I think anybody been there. I've treated everybody.
That's what me and you draw the line at, then. That's just me. That's what me and you will draw the line at, dog. But it's good to see to hear that y'all having good success down there, doing y'all thing. You know, that's good to hear. And I hope y'all continue on doing, having fun, entertaining the crowd, pleasing
that's
the people
why we're
that come to y'all show.
I just wanted, you know, the people realize that, you know, Andy's not the special guy he's always been, but that's all I got to say is, you know, I just want to fill y'all in and let Andy know, like I said, he ain't going to get a championship till I tell him.
When I get ready, I'll get one.
All right. We know that, Andy. Whenever you get ready and want to do what you want to do, we already know, man. I ain't trying to jock ride or nothing like that, but we know. We know. So, you know, it is what it is, Mr. Fields. It is what it is. So are y'all running any other towns besides down in South Georgia?
No, not right now. We're actually we're pretty much running. We ran over south of Atlanta. We haven't really went north. You know, we don't want to impose on anybody's territory or anything, so we try to stay in our own, you know, try to respect everybody's boundaries, so to speak, because, you know, a lot of people don't.
Hey, yeah, I feel what you're saying, but we ain't, that's not, everybody, let me see, what can I say? Everybody has their own opinion and their own things in this world. And we just got to play our part, stay in our lanes and play our part. You know what I mean? For real. So are you, what's y'all next show? What's the next show y'all running?
December 10th in Stockbridge.
December 10th in Stockbridge. And
right.
Are y'all card already lined up? Are y'all superstars already lined up on the card? Do you already know what's going down?
Yeah, we got most of them. Most of the guys lined up. You know, it's independent wrestling, so you never know. You never know until the door opens. I mean,
all right. So, I mean, do you want to tell everybody out there what matches you got going on so far?
Yeah, so far we got a heavyweight title match. Will be Crew Jones. I'll be taking on our champion, NWA Action Champion Tyson Dean. King David will defend his title. I'm not sure who they got to defend against just yet. And we'll have a big 30-man two-ring battle royal. They'll take up probably most of the night.
Hey, who is King David? Who is King David?
King David, tall, bald-headed guy.
I know who you're talking about.
You know
him. I know who you're talking about.
You know who he is.
I know who you are.
Right.
You talking about that big, bald-headed dude that still needs some training. I keep it 100, man. I'm just keeping it 100. But that's who you talk about.
King David, tall, bald-headed guy.
Yeah. Used to be the Russian.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know
man,
who you talk about.
Honestly, I really don't know.
I know who you talk about. Tell him I said hi.
Bobby Wilson, so.
All right,
tell him
so. So, Andy, where is the, what is the venue? Is that at the middle school, Stockbridge Middle School, or?
Yeah, it's Stockbridge Middle School. Stockbridge Middle School is 533 Old Conyers Road. December 10th, 7:30 p.m. bell time. It's also a Toys for Tots benefit show. So.
Okay.
Hey, I got one last question for you, Andy.
Go ahead.
One last question. All right. How do you feel? This is a real question, too. See, I don't be asking all them entertaining questions. These be real questions. How do you feel about certain guys that's in this business that in Georgia that train for 1 or 2 days and then jump in the ring and swear they are wrestlers? Would you put them on your card? Or would you let them get more training?
I'll be totally honest with you. Just kind of a loaded question. There's a lot of guys in Georgia like that, and a lot of them you really don't know until they come to your show. You really don't know if they have or they hadn't until they get in the ring and work. So, I mean, no, honestly, if they show up and we know that they have no training, no, we don't let them in the ring. But a lot of guys, you know, you really don't know if they have or they hadn't. So, I mean, unfortunately, there's 80 or 90 promotions in Georgia, so, you know, I mean, every guy with the ring in the backyard runs a promotion. So.
Yeah, everybody. So some people come watch the show 1 week, the next week, they training, the next day, they a professional wrestler. They done wrestling here and there and all of that. You know, y'all that's out there faking the funk, quit faking the funk before somebody get hurt or you hurt somebody or somebody hurt your ass in the ring. Please. That's my general warning, however that shit go.
No, you're right. You're right. You're totally right about that. There's a lot of that going on.
For real, it is, man. You know, we got to slow the roll. It got to be somebody, some person, promoter, booker, or somebody that's got to stop it. That's got to stop it and tell these guys, look, that got to be for real and not be like, when they come out the locker room, oh, that was a good match. But no, deep down inside, that was some shit. These motherfucking bookers, promoters need to get together and stop it. Because that's the only way it's going to stop. That's the only way it's going to stop, man. That's the only way. Get rid of all these bullshitting wannabe wrestlers. Because I'm serious about my job. And 9 times out of 10, most of y'all that go to y'all real 9-to-5 jobs is treating it like I'm treating this business. So don't play with it. All right, go ahead, John.
All right, well,
I'm
Andy,
on my soapbox. I was on the soapbox, man.
Andy, I know NGCW was doing a TV show for a while. Is that still going on? Are you still doing TV tapings?
No, we stopped for a while. We were running off of Channel 17, Henry County Local Access Channel. Henry Clayton. I believe some parts of Rockdale. I'm not really sure. We ran 3 months with it. The TV deal we were with, they kind of went south, so to speak. So we kind of took some time off that. We're still planning on getting back into it. We've just been, you know, busy doing other things right now.
Okay. Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything. Is there anything else you want to mention about NWA Action before we move on with the show?
No, that's it.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling in, and we'll try to check out that show on December 10th in Stockbridge. And good luck with everything.
Oh, go ahead, John, my bad.
No, I'm done. Go ahead, Nemesis.
Andy, you have fun down there doing y'all thing down there in South Georgia. But that conversation we just had, keeping it 100 and keeping it real, You need to stress some bald head motherfuckers from off that card out that way. That's all I got to say, homeboy. But you have fun, though, and you keep doing what you're doing, all right?
All right, man. That's I got you.
All right, man.
I'll be talking to you.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right, Nemesis. Well, that went a little smoother than expected. But,
I'm busy, man.
Well, we need to talk about our next guest, who is the executive producer of the movie Memphis Heat, which is about the Memphis wrestling scene. He also wrote the book Sputnik, Masked Men, and Midgets, which came out a couple of years ago. That's kind of what the film is based on. The film's a documentary that came out on DVD October 1st, and it was had a limited run in small theaters here and there, I think. But it was it's a really good movie. If anyone hasn't seen it, Nemesis, you saw it, right?
Man, let me tell y'all something. If y'all ain't seen that Memphis, Tennessee, that Memphis Heat DVD, that's a DVD you got to check it out. Because just not only is it good and entertaining, but it tells you how they did it back in the old school ways. And when you see how they did it back then you see how some of the wrestlers of the day is trying to hold on to that criteria, but then some of them is turning it and twisting it. I'm good for old school. And if you love old school, if you like that Rosh, man, Memphis Heat, you need to get it, for real. This ain't no trying to pop up the CD or DVD or nothing. This is real talk, man. That's a damn good CD, man, for real.
All right, well, we've got Ron Hall, the executive producer of the movie and the author of the book, on the line. So go ahead and bring him on. Ron Hall, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm great. You know, Memphis is cooling down a little bit, and it's a good time for Memphis Heat to be hitting the streets here. As far as the DVD, it's doing real well.
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to see the movie when it played here in Atlanta at the Plaza Theater, and Jerry Jarrett was there, and that's where I actually picked up a copy of the book that the movie's based on, which also comes with a CD, which was all that music by Jimmy Hart or different people?
Yeah, well, Jimmy Hart, he loosely backed Handsome Jimmy on his cut. His band, the Gentry's, backed Handsome Jimmy on that. But no, the earlier stuff was, the Sputnik Monroe thing was cut in 59 and
okay.
At a studio here in Memphis. And of course, I think the Lynn Rossi cut was done in Nashville. But and then there's a Jackie Fargo track. Jackie actually cut five or six singles here and sang pretty regularly at a country club. Well, not a country club, but a country nightclub here. Yeah, Jackie saw himself as a performer.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there was a lot of crossover between wrestling and music and art and all kinds of stuff back then. But I think Nemesis has a question for you, so go ahead, Nemesis.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm great, man.
Excellent, 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 excellent DVD. Love the DVD. I really do. How was it getting all them guys back together again and sitting up talking about the old days? And I don't know how far back you go with the wrestling and stuff like that, but how did that feel to you? Hearing them old stories, the road stories and stuff like that.
It meant a lot. It meant a lot because I can remember when I first moved to Memphis in 1959. I was just 8 years old, and all the neighborhood kids, you know, at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning would go running home to watch wrestling. And I didn't know I didn't know anything about it. I was just a new kid on the block. And I got watching it, and, man, the first thing was the big Billy Wicks and Sputnik Monroe feud they had going. And, man, I got the fever, and it, afterwards, we'd all be out in the backyard slamming each other against chain link fences and, just beating it. Two out of each other after watching wrestling, and to actually, when it came time to do the movie and track these guys down, of course Jerry Lawler was a big help. Lawler knew how to get in touch with this guy, and then this guy knew how to get in touch with somebody else, and. Lynn Rossi was easy to get in touch with because he has a health food store in Nashville. And, it all came together actually pretty quick. except at the last minute, we got actually Rocky Johnson on a lucky stroke to get him, and at the last minute we got Jarrett who actually tied everything together. I mean, he gave the entire film so much credibility because, you know, it all, he brought so much of it together after the Ghoulish years and, you know, actually brought it to the height that that it attained. I mean, Jarrett was, he was a master at it and really a nice, nice guy. And and it was great, you know, having Dundee, you know, we reserved the Coliseum one day and went back there with Bill Dundee and Lawler and Jerry Calhoun, one of the referees, and just had those guys sit there and tell stories and film them and walk through the Coliseum and them remembering when there were 12, 13,000 people in there screaming, you know, and it was a great time, man. It really was.
That's well, I wish I could have kicked it with y'all back then.
Well, it was cool, man. It was cool.
Okay, go ahead, John. Jonathan?
Yes.
Oh, you, I already know you're still there. I said, go ahead. I'm done. I'm coming up with the next question. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was well, one thing that's interesting to me is the movie obviously is about Memphis, but back a few months ago when WrestleMania was coming to town, I got to interview Jimmy Hart and Jerry Lawler and all these different people who had connections to Georgia wrestling history. And obviously all those guys were also a big part of the Memphis scene, but it's kind of interesting to me. It's not in the movie, of course, but it's interesting to me the parallels between the history of the local scene here and that scene there. And I was kind of surprised to find out when I interviewed Jerry Lawler, the King gimmick actually sort of originated in Atlanta when he had that feud going with, was it Jimmy Valiant? When he became the King?
Yeah, well, actually, when he became the King here, it was with Dundee, and
that's right. And he was,
you know,
he was, challenging
yeah,
for the King of Memphis.
Right. And you know, Dundee said, "Well, he's the King, so I'll just be the superstar." And
right.
And he took it from there. But, yeah, you know, Lawler did leave. He kind of, I don't know if he was, he kind of went to Atlanta to sharpen his game, I guess, you know. Because at the time, there were other feuds going on here, and he was having trouble, actually. You know, being more than just part of a tag team or part of this or part of that. And then when he came back is when he, man, he really burst onto the scene here. And, geez, you know, he's an icon. He's still an icon here. I saw a commercial last night of him, you know, doing some sort of tiling commercial, I mean, with his crown and all that stuff. I mean, everywhere he goes here in town, you know, he's, I mean, he's run for mayor a couple of times.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a trip, man. And he's such a smart guy. And, well, you have to be, you know, you have to have more than just skill, wrestling skills and a gift for gab to be able to last and be as successful as he has for this long because, I mean, man, there's been a ton of them that had a lot going for them that they're sad stories now, you know. You know, there's something physically has happened with them or personally, and Lawler's been lucky. I mean, shoot, I mean, he's got banged around and knocked around, and He's you know, he's still in pretty good condition.
Pretty good shape.
Yeah, definitely.
He can run with the best of them.
Well, the story he told me when I interviewed him was that he was doing the Memphis shows, and he was doing, like, the night before, he would do the show in Atlanta, and then he'd catch a flight as soon as that show was over to Memphis to do the show there the next morning. So he had cut the promo the week before in Memphis about becoming the king, and then he came to Atlanta to do a show, and there was a guy here named Bobby Shane that was doing a king gimmick, and he asked me if he could borrow his crown and scepter and cape, and Bobby Shane was actually going to Australia or something the next day and didn't want to have to fly with all that stuff, so he let him borrow it, and then Jerry Lawler showed up the next morning or the next day in Memphis with the crown and everything. So he was saying that the king, it sort of started in Memphis, but it came full to fruition because he was doing the show in Atlanta and then went back to Memphis with all that gear.
Oh, that's great. I'd never heard that story. That is good.
And then, of course, Jimmy Hart has spent a lot of time in Atlanta with WCW, and I'm sure there was a lot of crossover back then because it was, you know, Memphis and Atlanta aren't that far apart, so a lot of the guys probably did both shows. But anyway, go ahead. Nemesis, you have another question?
Yeah, so, like, the stories, like, one of the stories that I like, God, you got to excuse me, I'm getting my brain cells back. I'm just not starting to say no to drugs, so I'm getting my brain cells back. But it was a guy, I forget his name, Monroe. That stood up for black people when he went off and they locked him up for, I mean, that kind of stories like that, and then how the road trips, how they was, those kind of stories kind of like got to me, you feel me? And it made me feel like they was paying their dues and they was living that wrestler's life. Nowadays, it's not like that. And by you being around wrestling as long as you have, sir, what would you like to tell these young guys of today that don't know about paying dues, that think that, okay, I go train one day and I'm going to wrestle the next day and I need to go out here and ask for $100 or $50. Can you explain to them how this thing goes?
Well, man, Jerry Lawler will tell you in the film that he got his butt kicked 100 times in a row. You know, he got out there and he had to go to Jonesboro, Arkansas, and Tupelo, Mississippi, and four or five of these guys riding down there in a car and wrestling for $20, and, you know, spending half their money coming back on I don't think Lawler did, but most of those guys, you know, buying beer and chili dogs and stuff like that, and so they had to wrestle, you know, four, five, six times a week just to make a living. And these guys, you know, a lot of these guys in the early days came straight out of the service and, you know, trying to get a job, trying to do this, trying to – and some of them were ex-boxers. And I tell you what, if you look through my book, you can see a lot of clippings in there of where these guys were arrested, you know, for fights in a bar, Sputnik Monroe at a rodeo here in Memphis, got into it with one of the cowboys and got clocked, you know. Sputnik found out that you go up against a guy that can throw a spear over his shoulder, you know, you probably don't need to mess with that kind of guy. But these guys, well, you know, these guys were some rough damn characters, you know. These guys weren't these pretty boy guys now that can do all the stunts and, you know, do all that stuff. But these guys were bona fide brawlers, you know, in and outside the ring. And, you know, you talk about paying dues. I mean, these guys, well, you know, most of the promoters back then, were a little less than honorable, and And they would, you know, they would cut their take on them and hold out money. I mean, you know, Jared says that. He said that right there and saw it happen many a time. And, well, in the DVD, Billy Wiggins beat the stew out of a guy, out of a promoter in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and had to hide in the floorboard of the car to get out of town before the cops, you know, could find out where he was at. So, you know, it was a rough life. I mean, it was not the glamour thing now. There was no pay-per-view. There was none of that. There was none of I'll tell you one difference. There wasn't none of these Victoria's Secret women you got walking across the ring now. You go back and look in that. You look in that book, man. Each one of them. Well, in the movie, Jerry Jarrett told. You know, Andy Kaufman was known, you know, he started out wrestling women. And he said he would come to Memphis and wrestle. And Jarrett says, man, there's 8 or 10 here that kick your ass right now. He goes, you better, you know, he told him, you're not going to come to Memphis and be able to handle these women here. But the women wrestlers, God, and we tried to find, we really wanted to find one for the movie, and we didn't until after the film came out, and it was because I wanted to get their story, because, man, you talk about people that really paid some dues. Those women wrestlers back then, they were always at the bottom of the card. And is it their match, a midget match, or a bear match, you know? And
I know that one guy on your DVD, I'm sorry, I forget his name, but y'all mentioned his name
Jackie
earlier.
Fargo.
He was, Fargo. He was like, women and midgets had no business in his business. I was like, I like that. That's G.
Now, every time somebody takes a side, Jackie takes the other side. You know, he was a character, man. There's several guys, because my background, my first two books were on Memphis garage bands, you know, rock and roll stuff back in the 60s and early 70s, and some of the guys in this one band said that they used to go to Fargo's club, and late at night he would lock the door and they'd get in there and try to pin him. And he was in there, and there's five or six guys. He's throwing them over the tables, and he's drunk and just, you know, he's just nuts. He's just nuts. And he said, we had fun. We were only, you know, 18 or 19. We were happy to take a beating if he would let us drink beer in the place. So he did it. And, there was a bunch of guys. Well, you on the DVD, you hear about Mario Guento, you know, how crazy he was going after Waller with a straight razor. I mean, these guys back then, it wasn't a corporation thing. Like, these guys didn't have, the managers for these guys now make more than the headliner made back then. I mean, it was a whole different scene.
And it sounded like a beautiful scene. I wish I was back then with y'all. Could have learned a lot. I mean, I'm learning stuff now, but I could have learned more a lot. And if y'all haven't seen the DVD, get the DVD. Look at the DVD, because it's a lot of information on there that you can soak off into your sponge. That's your brain. That you can soak off in your brain, man. Y'all better get it for real, Memphis Heat. Y'all better get that DVD.
Well, Ron, before we let you go, are you working on any other movies or books or anything now?
Not anything wrestling related. I've always, you know, like I say, I've got a music background, and I'm working on some stuff that way, and got a few ideas, you know, for maybe another movie, but it wouldn't be wrestling related. I don't know how we could top Memphis Heat. I mean, it's you know, that's what I want people to know that have heard that hear that word documentary, which is almost a curse put on a film like this, because they think it's talking heads, it's just a bunch of talk and no action.
Mm-hmm.
But the talk that is there is some of the most outrageous stories you'll hear about the way these guys, you know, made their bones back then. And and there is plenty of action, and it's a little longer than a regular documentary. Most documentaries run, you know, 55 minutes to an hour, and I think ours runs about an hour and a half. So and plus there's 2 hours of action, you know, matches and other stuff that's along with it. 2 hours of extras that you don't see in the theater film. So yeah, I think anybody that's a fan now would like to see what it was like for these guys back in the early days.
Yeah, and this is, like I said, everybody, you know, everybody that's listening, I've been telling people about it since I've seen it. Matter of fact, I just watched it again today, and I mean, it's a nice CD. It's a wonderful CD. Let me just say, it's a gorilla CD. Beast up and get it. How about that?
Oh, man, we I tell you what, I know our partner Sherman Wilmot and Chad Shepard, the director, and Billy Worley, and everybody that involved in the thing. I know the wrestlers. I tell you what, if you guys could have seen these guys here at the, we got a big theater here. The Orpheum Theater that we had a special showing back in August, and Dave Brown and Lance Russell and those guys all came back, and Jared and man, lined up, and fans coming through there, and for guys like Buddy Blaine and Len Rossi and guys that, you know, are on up there in years now, to bring out all those memories back to them, and all these fans coming up and talking to them. I mean, it meant so much to those guys. It really did, you know, because they've been out of the limelight for a long time, and to document their story really, really meant a lot to them. So, and that's what we're proud of. We're really proud to be able to give some recognition to what we consider the pioneers of the Memphis wrestling thing.
Right. Well, I'd like to say thank you to you and your whole crew for putting that DVD together. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember another guy's name you said, but thank you very much, you know what I'm saying, for putting that DVD together, because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, some of these young cats, you know, greener guys, they really need to check that out, man. Learn how to pay y'all dues, man, for real.
Well,
I have one quick question for you. Did you ever know Billy Farmer, who was in Jimmy Hart's band, the Gentrys?
Billy Farmer?
Yeah.
No, I tell you, the Gentrys are a band kind of like Lawrence Welk's band. There were about 700 people in that band over the years.
Yeah.
You know, there were the six originals that started. And then after one guy, Larry Raspberry, left, Jimmy Hart started a whole new band that was really a good group. And but several guys played in the Gentrys over the years. And no, I don't. I never met him. I know about 10 or 15 guys that have played in the Gentrys, and that name hadn't come up.
Okay. Well, I know he's my roommate's dad, and he was in the band at some point. I think he might have been one of the original members, but I don't know for sure. But just curious. But anyway, we appreciate you calling in, and definitely enjoyed the movie, and look forward to whatever you have coming up next as far as movies or books or whatever you're working on.
All right, man. I guarantee you we'll let you know about it whenever we do.
Thank you very much for calling in and doing the DVD, man. Thank you.
All right, man. Nice talking to you guys. All right, y'all too. Bye-bye.
All right, Nemesis. Yeah. Well, we're actually running out of time. But
I like talking with our boy. That was cool.
Yeah, maybe we can have him call in another time.
Yeah.
That movie you could talk all day about. But let's talk about next week's show. We're gonna do it on Sunday again, mainly because Monday Night Raw is a 3-hour Raw, so it starts at 8 next week, and I don't really want to go up against that. So we're gonna air next Sunday, the 13th, and so far the only guest we have lined up is Do or Die Chip Day, which I think is plenty.
Do or Die Chip Day. You know he's been a Gorilla approved, right?
Well, he's Jimmy Rave approved. He's Gorilla approved.
Dang. I keep forgetting about that.
He's got a lot going on. He's got a lot of big shows coming up.
Yeah, I got we got Anarchy coming up this weekend. We got PCW coming up this weekend. It's Friday, PCW, Avondale Estates. That's every Friday, 8 o'clock show. This Saturday, I got NWA Anarchy. Got to go down here and handle some business. You know, they ain't seen my face ever since War Games. So me and Shadow got to go down here and do our thing. You know what I'm saying? If y'all in either one of the surrounding areas, come check a gorilla out. You know what I mean?
You could get Nemesis 2 nights in a row if you really want to.
Ooh, that's what she said.
All right, well, we got to mention the other Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network shows. There's Ringside Wrap on Wednesdays at 8 with Rich Tate, Les Thatcher, and Mike Sempervive. There's Peach State Pandemonium Thursdays at 8 with Mike Morris, Gary Oates, and Bobby Simmons. And there's now Midnight Black Mass with Reverend Dan Wilson Fridays at 8. And I guess that's it. I don't know what else we have to talk about tonight. Did you want to talk about anything else, Nemesis?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know where I'm already going to be at. If you need those T-shirts, get in touch with Mills, Inc., Mills_Inks, INKS, at live.com. If you want to get some quotes or whatever, you can give it. The phone number is 404-421-9041. That's to anybody. Got the Gorilla deals. Just call and find out.
All right. And, of course, if you want to check out the various articles and interviews that I do with wrestlers and other people in pop culture, you can go to wrestlingwithpopculture.com. And I guess we're going to end on that note. Next week, Sunday at 8, with Chip Day as our guest. And then we will find out who our guest is for the following week.
I'll bring, and you know what? I'm going to have a surprise guest for y'all next week, too. How about that? I got a surprise.
Oh, wait. Well, we actually have we've got a last-minute caller. Let's see who this is.
Oh, man, I thought we had it.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. You're on the air with Jonathan Williams and Nemesis. Who do we have on the line?
This is Charles again.
Charles, how are you?
What's up, Charles?
Oh, not much. Right now I've got Raw on mute at the moment because I'm listening to the show here.
Yeah. Well, we'll wrap it up so you can watch Raw. I didn't know if you
were
calling in.
Real quick, before you leave, man, how you like the show so far? You've been listening to our show. How you like the show so far?
Well, it's pretty good. Of course, I came in a few minutes ago and caught most of the tail end in your interview with the wrestling Memphis thing.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Well, check this out. Next Sunday. Go ahead, Jonathan.
No, I was just saying he's in Nashville, so that's a little bit close to Memphis, I guess. But what were you going to ask him?
Tell you, next week, I want you to call in next week, and I got a few questions I want to ask you next week. So call in next week. That's one of my surprise guests right there. You're one of my surprise guests. So be there Sunday. I got my surprise guest, and I'm going to have another one for y'all, a special guest. So just tune in next week.
Oh, I will be there. I'd love to find out who your other surprise guest is.
Yeah, so would I. But I'll let it stay a surprise. And
please.
Thanks for listening, Charles, and we're going to go ahead and end the show. So we'll be back this coming Sunday at 8 p.m.
All right, y'all, peace out out there.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.